Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Well, hello. This is not Steve. This is Larry Sonnenberg. Steve can't make it today, so I'm blessed to be here in between Dr. Dave Stoop.
Good to see you, Larry.
Yeah. And Dr. Jill Hubbard.
Hi, guys. Yeah. Great to be here with you.
It's going to be a good morning.
Yes.
Or an afternoon.
It's afternoon. Yes, yeah, you're right. For back east, it's afternoon.
It'll be a good day.
Well, I want to welcome, we have some new listeners. We have a station in Virginia Beach, WPMH, and today is the first day we're airing there. And we're just thrilled to be a part of the lineup of programs that they air there in that station. And we look forward in the days to come to be taking calls from the listeners in that area. And I especially want to thank a friend, David, who is helping to make that radio station possible for us with some support. And it's going
to
be a good thing.
It's always fun to get a new station.
Oh, it is.
A new group of listeners and new calls. And
yeah.
So welcome,
especially
everybody.
Fun when somebody helps us underwrite it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. We couldn't have done it without him. So thank you, David. I also wanted to say I was out of the office for a week. And when I got back, today's my first day back, I got a report on our matching fund. And our matching fund needs a lot of help. Folks, we are kind of desperately in need of you to help us meet this match. It's a $235,000 match. And what that means is that most of that money has arrived from the folks who pledged to give us that $235,000. But what it means, that money sits there, and we can't use it until you match it.
Mm.
So it's painful because we have things that we need to use it for.
You can see it, but you can't touch
exactly,
it, Larry.
Exactly.
That would be painful.
It's $32,000 has been matched, a little more than $32,000. And for those of you who have matched that, thank you. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money, and we're very grateful. But we have $200,000 plus to go. And the sooner we can get that, the sooner we can pull that matching. I mean, if $200,000 came in this week, we would have $400,000 that we could use. So if you're able to help us with the match, we would deeply appreciate that.
Hmm.
And the other thing, I hate to give options, but I don't want you to see it as an option. I want you to see it also. We need to continue our Club New Life, our reintroduction to Club New Life, and get folks to sign up for it. We've had a lot of people sign up. It's going really well. We're very pleased. But this is May 1, and it's the start of a new month.
Right, right. Well, mostly it's fun, and we want you to be a part of the fun and a part of the family.
And
it's especially part of the family.
Yes.
There is a family
feel.
You feel
included.
To it.
Mm-hmm.
We have projected and set a goal of 110 new Club New Life members every month. We exceeded that in March when we started this. We exceeded it in April. So thank you for that. We want to exceed it again in May. And we need a minimum of 6 folks to sign up every day of 5 days a week throughout the month. If you could be one of those 6, would you give us a call or go online and sign up for Club New Life? You can call 800-NEW-LIFE or you can go to newlife.com. And we would just appreciate that. We have a new video library that's only available to Club New Life members. And we're putting
that's
stuff
worth
up
it
every
right
week.
There.
It is. And in a week or two, we'll have Dave did a whole thing on the 12 steps, a video on each step.
Big long series.
It was really, really good. It's not up yet, but it will be pretty soon. And we also have the thank you gift. If you sign up for Club New Life, you get the whole 8-book library of Arterburn Wellness Series, Understanding and Loving a Person with All These Different Issues. But call us now at 800-229-3000, and we'll take your call.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. Larry Sonnenberg sitting in for Steve Arterburn today, and I'm with Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Dave Stoop. And we're going to go to the phones, and we're going to talk to Sarah on line 4 in Dallas, Texas. And Sarah, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, how can we help you today?
Yeah, I guess it's really just going to be agreement with my husband. We're just not in agreement right now. I guess it started with the church. We were raised in a traditional denomination, and I've kind of moved to non-denominational and like that. Anyway, and he's visited a few times, but then hasn't really been going with me. And then also just kind of on financial issues, I want to pay off debt. And then he wants to spend, and I'm trying to work through like a financial hope work class on that. So I'm just, as a Christian wife, like, where do I go? I've asked him about doing marriage counseling at least twice in the past 2 years, and he's like, no, I don't have a problem. Don't need to do that. It's just kind of like, if I just submit to him and do everything his way, it'll be fine. But I know, like, I want to tithe 10%, and he's not happy with that. So I guess there's just a lot of disagreement in what I should do as a Christian wife. Like, I know marriage counseling would help, but he won't go. I don't know, maybe I should go by myself?
Well, I think, you know, if you absolutely can't get him to go, certainly I think you should go and get the input and then continue to invite him. But I would want to know what his opposition is. When he says, I don't have a problem, I would let him know that you're not saying that he has a problem. You're saying that there are some things that you don't know how to talk to him about, and you need his help in that process. So you're wanting to get some guidance on where the two of you get stuck. So it's not about diagnosing him. It's about looking at the relationship, because, you know, there's him and there's you, and then there's the relationship between the two of you and what gets co-created.
Well, and the other thing is, whenever there's disagreement about money, the real issue is power. Who has the control? Mm-hmm. And you're challenging his control, his power, and he's not, probably not consciously aware of that, but he certainly reacts to it. And so getting somebody that you can talk to, even a financial planner, would be a step ahead, because somebody would come in and a neutral person would come in and talk about what the options are and may get through to him, because it's not a power struggle between a financial planner and him.
Right.
But it is a big power struggle between you and him, and you've got to get some help, because it's not going to get any better by itself.
Yeah.
Right. And you said you were involved in a financial class?
Yes, it's a financial hope workshop through the church.
Okay, and he won't go with you?
Approve of, I guess. No. He almost went to church with me last week, but then I told him I was going to the class, and he was like, no, I'm not going. So, and I come home and I kind of share, you know, the information and everything, and he's just, he's just kind of like, okay, so when we pay off the debt, you know, what else are you going to fixate or be neurotic about?
Okay. So,
so it's like there's totally different mindsets.
So I don't know. I haven't decided yet what I'm going to get neurotic about next.
Somebody but he's angry with you. He's angry with you.
Yeah.
Right. I think, Dave, you're right that there's a power issue there. And he doesn't like to be challenged.
Not in any way.
Like somehow that feels threatening or feels like somehow you're being disrespectful.
And he probably feels if he goes to that class, everybody in the class is going to gang up on him because he thinks differently.
Yeah.
So get somebody as a neutral person, some kind of, and let him find a financial planner that will come and talk to you about it. Dave Ramsey has people at
Walmart. Yeah, I was going to say, in Dave Ramsey's courses, they really validate different styles, you know, that usually spouses are different styles of handling money, and they kind of highlight the strengths of both and allow room for both. So it's not...
And it really does follow, like, the Dave Ramsey course.
Okay.
That's pretty much what it is.
Okay. Well, you know, and just in relationship in general, you know, I mean, how engaged are you guys? How connected do you feel to him when there's this constant pushing back?
Did he ever go to church with you?
I'm sorry. Are you there?
Yeah. He did. He would visit. And it's like he wants to go to church, but he only wants to go to that certain denomination. And, but yeah, just like the communication is not there. That's why I was encouraging marriage counseling just to help us communicate. And we've done like marriage weekends and things like that. But it's just really pushing back against that church. And that's where I feel like I get fed and where I'm challenged to grow. But it's totally not what he is comfortable with. So then, yeah, it's the communication and then where I see our family growing and what would be best. It's like he doesn't agree. He wants to kind of stay the same and what he was raised in and what we were raised in and kind of keep it there where he's comfortable. And I guess I've kind of stepped outside the bounds.
That scares him.
Yeah. That kind of
he doesn't know what's next.
Right. It kind of rocks his world a bit. You know, I'm wondering, too, if you could compromise some in that, you know, a lot of times people go to two churches, right? They go on a Wednesday night or a Saturday night. You know, so I'm wondering if you could go with him and also go to the other church and then invite him.
Or every other week.
Yeah, or every other week, that type of thing. So that it's not that you're just abandoning him. Because he may hold on even tighter if he feels like you're just jumping ship on everything that you guys have done in the past. And it may be more, you know, as he sees your compromise, you know, maybe he'll inch his way towards you a bit.
Dave, what do you think?
I thought about that.
What do you think of sending Sacred Marriage as a book for them? Or is there a better book?
It would be a great book.
Okay. We're going to send you a copy of the book, Sacred Marriage. The subtitle, I love the subheading of that book, and it's What If Marriage Was Meant to Make You Holy Rather Than Happy? And it's just an excellent book, and I'd encourage each of you to read that if you can. It'll make a difference. But we appreciate your call, Sarah. Thank you so much. Boy, it's tough.
It is
tough. It's really tough. I mean, guys get intimidated with change or feeling feeling less than.
It's interesting, though. People get stuck in a marriage relationship dealing with a problem, and they deal with it on one level, never realizing that there's a deeper level that needs to be addressed. And money is always an issue of power and control, and in-law issues are an issue of loyalty and things like that.
Yeah. Well, let's talk to Mary on line one. Mary listens in Louisville on WFIA. Hello, Mary. How are you today?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. How can we help
you? Thank you for taking my call. My husband and I have been married for about 10 years. Almost immediately after we were married, our physical intimacy went down. It went from like maybe... we would come together like maybe once a month to every couple months. Now it's like maybe two or three times a year. But this started just a couple months after we were married. We get along very well. He's like my best friend, and we talk. But I feel like there's nothing I provide in our relationship that a friend could not. And while we have good friendship, I feel very lonely, and I'm not really sure what to do. We've read books and went to marriage conferences, and I don't know what to do because nothing has worked so far.
Well, I want Jill and Dave to speak to that more, but I want to say one thing. I can't help it. You guys need to be at the Intimacy and Marriage Workshop that we're going to do.
Okay.
It's exactly for this reason, and it makes a huge difference. But there's other things between now and then I know that Dave and Jill can give you.
Well, the thing I'm thinking, Mary, is have you talked about your physical relationship at all?
Yes, lots. Like probably, in his opinion, too much.
What happens when you do?
I started talking about it as soon as I saw it going declining. So like 10 years ago, and I've heard different things. At first it was like, I feel like I don't have as strong a desire as you or as other men. Then there was also other times when we would talk about it, it's like, well, I have anxiety about performing. And then there have been times when it's like, well, maybe if you lost weight, it would be easier and things like that. But I don't ever really know.
So it never goes anyplace.
No.
It's been going on for 10 years or more. Wow.
Yeah.
Have you thought about going to counseling together?
So we have went, I've went quite a bit. Like I've went by myself. But he's come some, and I think the overall, it doesn't last long, and the overall feeling is that, you know, I think we're doing okay, we don't fight, and we're doing better than most people, and I mean, we don't really fight, and we get along well, but this is like a huge deal to me, but he doesn't, I think he is comfortable with the way things are.
Well, yeah, because he has anxiety about performing. And, you know, what most men don't realize is that women aren't evaluating performance, right? We just want to be close and connected and feel like you desire us, but we're not evaluating the performance. And so so he's getting caught up in that, as well as, you know, I wonder, I mean, some men do have lower levels of testosterone, right?
And he's had it tested.
Okay.
And it was normal. And then I have made sure I've just expressed to him over and over that I would be completely happy. I mean, if we were just kissing on the mouth or any kind of, like, physical affection was fine with me. But even that does not, you know, happen.
Mm. Okay. So even like foreplay?
No,
prior to sex, none of that happens. So even
nothing.
If you were to say, let's forget about sex, right?
I have said
and let's
that,
just be affectionate. He can't go there either.
Nothing.
Okay. And do you know anything in terms of him viewing pornography? Has that been an issue?
No. And I actually feel very confident that that's not happening. We have, from the beginning of our marriage, had protection on all our devices, phones, computers, and everything. So I do not think so, or any kind of adultery or anything like that, not that
okay.
I'm aware of.
And do you know about his sexual history prior to marriage, prior to you?
He says there was none, that he was abstinent. I am a little concerned. There are several relatives within his family who were not in his immediate family, but in his extended family that were abused. And I've asked him about that, and he says, no, there was nothing that did not happen to me. But I can't. And then I wonder, is it really that I'm just, like, he finds me so unattractive, and I don't know what to do about that either.
It doesn't sound like it's you, Mary. It sounds like it's him.
It sounds like he's really shut down.
Yeah. And what was his father like?
His biological dad left when he was younger, and then he was adopted by his father who raised him. And he's wonderful. Hmm. And they have a good relationship. But yeah, I don't know. I'm at a loss.
And he's, I guess the part I'm thinking is, if my wife has a big issue and I say I don't have an issue, I'm comfortable with the way things are, there's something wrong with me. Because if my wife has a big issue, I have a big issue.
Exactly.
And you have a big issue, and he doesn't seem to take seriously your big issue. And that would be a starting point for a conversation, in that this is important to me, but I get the feeling that it's not important to you, that you're happy with the way things are, and that's not okay with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a rejection of who I am. And somehow you've got to turn up the heat on the fact that it's not a problem, and it is a problem for mm-hmm. him, and make it a problem.
Okay, we'll be right back after this.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 20th to the 22nd.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
I wanted to say one more thing, Mary. I'm saying if you have a problem and he doesn't have a problem, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to get into counseling and confront that issue, confront issues of sexual identity and the whole spectrum. Don't hold back, because you have every right to understand as best you can, and he needs to understand where you're coming from and honor and value your concerns as much as his concerns. And you got to stir up his comfort level.
Well, right. And just to say, no, everything's fine, I'm okay, my life was great, you know, no, that's not really digging. That's just kind of glossing over. Because
yeah.
Even people with generally good lives have issues still. And so it's important to go a little deeper.
Well, Mary, thank you for calling us. What book should we send Mary? I'm a little bit puzzled on this one.
Well, send her Smart Love.
Yes.
Oh, that's a
and
great
the other
idea.
Thing
Good
is,
idea.
Stay on the line, Mary, and we'll have somebody talk to you about the intimacy workshop that Larry mentioned.
It
would be a great opportunity for you both to get a kickstart in terms of facing
Even
the
if you've done other ones in the past, you said, you probably haven't done ours, and ours is a good one.
Okay, let's talk to Sandra in San Francisco. Listens on KFAX. Hello, Sandra. How can we help you?
Hi. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have a big problem, and it's a question to you. I'm a Christian. I just finished reading Take Your Life Back, and ever since I finished the book, it's like my life is falling apart.
And that's why Steve wrote that.
And Dave.
I didn't have anything to do with it.
Just the part that Steve wrote, yeah. Right?
Say a little more.
You know, I love the book. I'm trying to follow the 12 steps now, but I'm just wondering what do you think's going on there?
Well, see, we got to know more. What's falling apart?
Yeah, what is falling apart?
Okay, I want to get to a better place here so I can hear you too. My best friend's husband passed away. I got into a car accident. My husband, who's an alcoholic, started drinking heavily, and that's just the major things, and then a bunch of minor things also. And I just wondered if you think like there's some kind of connection here.
There could be, Sandra, because what happens is when you start to make changes in your own life, that has an impact on other people because they don't want you to change. Now, your best friend's husband dying had nothing to do with it, I'm sure.
Right. But, you didn't cause that death because you read a book.
But the car accident and other things like that could be, there could be some way related to the upheaval that's going on in terms of the changes you're making. So the solution I would suggest, the starting point to turn that around, is to get involved with a group of people who are on the same journey with you. Get into an Al-Anon group or a life recovery group, mm-hmm. and get connected to other people, because I've seen this happen where people start to deal with issues and everything starts coming apart until they get into a support system that can support them, and then everything starts to come together in a positive way, and it reverses the trend because you've got support for the changes that you're making.
Right, right. A support group is very grounding. And
and
when we're making changes, it's like the rails that we're used to holding on to start to loosen, right? Mm-hmm. And so we need something else that's firm. Yeah, we do. We need some new guide rails. And so people can certainly be that for us. And, you know, it is true. You know, we always kind of give a disclaimer for people as they enter into a growth process or enter into therapy that things may get worse before they get better. Right? Because we're stirring up the dust on some things that have been settled, or buried.
And that's not just an excuse, that's a reality.
No, it can happen.
Mm-hmm. And it's an awareness you maybe didn't have before. And there's also the whole battle, the whole thing of spiritual attacks.
Mm-hmm. There's that too.
But Dave, you need to write another book. You need to write Take Your Life Back Again.
keep taking your life back.
Keep taking your life back.
Don't give up.
Oh, my goodness.
When I was finished reading the book, I felt really strong, and I'm going to go through the 12 steps. And I suffer from depression. I do take antidepressants, and I just feel like so pushed back now, and I feel very weak now because I feel like so many things to think about.
Well, persevere.
That's what the enemy tries to get you to see, because you're trying to do it on your alone, and you've got to really have that support system.
Yeah,
more than you had to have it before.
And
I started going to Al-Anon. I've gone to two meetings.
Good.
And they said to go to try six meetings. I think they said it's six different meetings. I'm in the Bay Area, so there's a lot of opportunities. There's a lot of meetings around here, and to find kind of the one that suits you best and stick with that one.
Mm-hmm. Where people are winning the battle, you want to get with people who are really seeing the changes.
Sandra, thank you for calling us. You know, what I've learned about the 12 steps, Dave, is it's really just it's sanctification.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way you don't need to be addicted to anything to grow from the 12 steps.
That's why we call it life recovery. It's recovering from life.
Yeah.
Because it has its issues.
Sandra, I think I'd like to send you a copy of Understanding and Loving a Person with Depression. I know you're the one that has the depression, but there's some insight in there that could help you and might help your husband or somebody else.
Send her a Life Recovery Bible.
Oh, that's a great idea. Okay, we got those two coming to you. And right after the break, we'll come to another caller. We need your help. We have a lot of money left in our matching fund. Would you please make a gift today? We'll be right back.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live. This is Terry McIntosh with a couple of things for you to be aware of. If you want the most up-to-date information from New Life, you can follow New Life Ministries with Steve Arterburn on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You get special offers, connection, and encouragement. And if you are on social media, you might want to get Covenant Eyes, our partner in an internet filter for your computer. But it's more than just a filter. It's also an accountability tool. It's great to use with your spouse, a friend, or an accountability partner, and provides reports for online activity on tablets, smartphones, and computers. You'll get your first 30 days free when you use the code NLM. Look for the Covenant Eyes link on the newlife.com website to get you started. Larry?
Okay, thank you, Terry. Before we go to Gary in L.A., I just want to say, if you didn't hear the opening of the show, that there's two things. One is we need folks to continue to sign up for Club New Life. We've got the new thank you gift. We've got the new video library. They're both exceptional. If you could make a $30 a month commitment or more, give us a call, please, at 800-NEW-LIFE or go online. I'm telling you, this video library is working out to be something really special, and you just got to check it out and see it. But only get to see it if you're on Club New Life. It's a way of saying thank you to some of our most loyal, devoted, and regular givers that we have. So thank you for that. And that matching gift. You know, we raised $235,000, and we're real proud that we got those folks to do that. But now we need that money matched, or we can't touch it. So we have $200,000 left to go, and we need your help. And we're starting to feel to the point of desperation. So please make a gift. It'll be matched. Give $100, it'll be $200 to New Life. Give $10, it'll be $20. Whatever you can give, we would really appreciate your support so we can keep doing what we're doing. We love helping people find that God is a God of second chances. There's hope, there's healing, and there's nothing he can't and won't redeem if you'll take the steps. So let's go to Gary. Gary's on line 3, listens on KKLA. Hello, Gary.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Sure. How can we help you?
Yes. My wife and I have a question. We want to know how we can help launch our 27-year-old son.
Well, what have you done so far? Yes. What has he done so far? Tell us a little bit.
Yeah, where are things at?
Well, he, I'm not sure how to put this. He's a very high-functioning marijuana smoker. And we've had this issue in our lives for about 14 years. And we've had him to 12-step programs and such when he was a teenager. And then, as you know, things get a little more difficult on how to handle situations when you still have that person in the home. Mm-hmm. And now they're not a teenager, and they're showing progressive maturity of working outside the home and achieving in careers. And he's been active with he's an active reservist in the military, and he's doing very well. He's got a very good military bearing. He's a leader. And
so why does he live at home?
Yeah, I'm hearing that he's done some things, but yeah, why is he at home?
Why doesn't he go rent an apartment or buy a house or do something?
Yeah, his job's, he's tried to pay off some debt, and he's had this immaturity, I call it immaturity, where he's gone from one job to another job. Rather than establishing more of a career, he would get established, progressively move along in that career, and then change locations, change companies, and therefore not really climbing the
payroll. Okay, but Gary, you're still not answering the question as to all that's, happens in life, sure. But why is he still at home? Like, why has he been allowed to still live at home?
Does he pay anything to live with you?
Yeah, there's a small, compensation that we try to make him accountable for. And
what does that mean?
To help encourage to save money and
Okay, so it sounds like you guys keep waiting for him to be responsible so that then he'll just willingly leave? Or waiting for him to have enough money or, instead of kind of helping him take steps.
Lay out a plan
that says, by 27, we're not doing you any favors by allowing you to live at home. And if you were taking active steps on your own to leave, then, we could maybe compromise and go along with that. But just to have, home base to kind of come back to every time you're in between jobs or you don't quite have enough money, that's really a luxury that is crippling you. And we realize that we're enabling you, and we don't want to do that because we don't want to see you here at 37 years old.
Well, Gary, he sounds like a high-functioning alcoholic, the same issues, although his drug of choice is marijuana. And pot is just as addictive as anything. It's more addictive than alcohol. Anything that gives you a high is addictive. And when you smoke pot for 14 years, that affects your motivation.
Oh, majorly.
The left side of your prefrontal cortex gets kind of numb. And it's not going to get any better until you deal with the addiction. And you tried that before, but somehow he's able to weasel his way out of it because he's relatively high functioning, but he's not mature. And what happens, he's 27 and he started 14 years ago. He's 13 years old, so he's like a 13-year-old in many ways in terms of his maturity level. I have a son who's a recovering addict, and he started using drugs at 13, and he quit at 28. When he was 28 years old, he had the maturity level of a 13-year-old, and he had to finish growing up, and that's what recovery was all about. But you've been too nice, I think, in terms of letting things ride. And he's not – I don't see any change.
Well, the fact that he's high-functioning, so that kind of, you know,
helps. That kind of lulls you into inactivity.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it gets to you and you
– Well, and you develop these patterns, right, mm-hmm. where somehow he's able – to end up staying there. And so whatever the course of the conversations, the dynamics, they've kind of been set. And so you have to stir things up.
He doesn't have a problem. Gary and his wife have a problem.
Well, and are you, Gary, are you and your wife on the same page with this?
Good question.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes,
so I think the two of you first need to sit down and say, what's a reasonable plan? You know, like a six-month exit plan. Where you know, maybe if he's paying you, you know, maybe you even set that money aside to give back to him, you know, to help put a down payment on an apartment. But you start talking to him about taking steps that it's time that he, you know, move in with a friend, create a life outside of home. And that you'll, you know, as you see him take steps, you'll help him to a point, but you really want to start giving him the reins of his life. Mm-hmm. And that means living independently.
What would he think, Gary, if you said, well, this is so serious that I called a radio program for help to know what to do, and you let him listen to this radio program? It's on at 2 o'clock this afternoon on KKLA, or you can listen to it anytime online and just help him understand that this is really, it's hard
it's
for
serious.
You. Yeah.
Well, and I think the pot issue complicates things. You know, if he were really working at something and said, Mom and Dad, I just need another year to get on my feet, okay, you could go along with that. But I'm not hearing
provided.
That he has a plan.
I would go so far as to say the pot issue is at the core of that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And I think that, Gary, I mean, it sounds like that's incongruent with what you would want for him. And part of the exit plan is, you know, we can no longer support your use of pot. We've tried to get you help. It's now your issue, but we can't continue to provide a place for you to live so that you can continue your pot use because we see it damaging you.
Well, Gary,
And I would, we're going to send you a copy of the Understanding and Loving a Person who is Addicted or Alcoholic. And one of the first things that's suggested in that for the family to do is to start going to speaker meetings and take him with you, but get educated about the addiction element of pot. Pot is addictive. It gives a high. Anything that gives a high is addictive because you want to come back to it. And they argue about it in a culture, but it's the evidence is clear. And he has an addiction, and that addiction is more important than him getting a job and a career. He's high-functioning, just like a high-functioning alcoholic, but at some point, that high-functioning ends.
Gary, appreciate your call. We'll be praying for you and your son. I hope he gets to listen to this program. We'll take another call right after this.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here. I'm really looking forward to being with a lot of wonderful people at our Life Recovery Conference in Washington, D.C. It's a great time to get a little boost in your recovery, gain some new insight from some great people who understand addiction, recovery, and all that the 12 steps can do down the path toward healing and hope and wholeness. Come join us for the Life Recovery Conference. It's always a great time for anyone who's interested in what are those 12 steps and how better can I utilize them in my life and my recovery. You can even learn how to run a group. Maybe you never thought about doing that, but you'll feel competent and confident after the Life Recovery Conference.
The Life Recovery Conference is coming to Washington, D.C. May 18th and 19th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to liferecoverygroups.com.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. Dr. Jill Hubbard is here with me and Dr. Dave Stoop. And before we take our last caller here, just a reminder, Every Man's Battle is this coming Friday right here in Orange County. So if it's not too late, and I know there's guys out there listening that need it, they know they need it, and it's a no-shame zone, and you'll benefit from it as well, all your family. We have a Life Recovery Conference May 18th in Washington, D.C., and 19th, and we're going to have a 30th anniversary celebration right in the middle of that for everybody, but you need to call and register for the Life Recovery Conference, but you can show up at the 30th anniversary. It's in Washington, D.C. Call us for the information. And so let's go to the phones, and let's finish up, and let's speak with Antoinette in Jacksonville, Florida. Hello, Antoinette. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I'm so glad that you took my call. I've been listening to the other callers.
Okay. Well, how can we help you?
Yes, sir. My issue is I've had two marriages. I'm still in my second marriage. My first marriage was abusive for 20 years. I used to be addicted to crack cocaine, but thank God, in 1998, I was delivered. I'm a born-again Christian. My second marriage was verbal and mental abuse for 18 to 21 years. And so 5 years ago, he just up and left me. So my world revolved around my children. We were always together. So when I got my own apartment, it seems like it's out of sight, out of mind. I don't think when I God delivered me from drugs in 1998, I never learned how to live my life again. So I threw myself into my children, and now that they're, you know, my grandkids are grown, my children are grown. And it seems like I have no life now. And I don't think I ever learned how to live again. I go to church and I try to involve myself in the Word of God. I love the Word of God, you know, but I don't think I ever learned how to live again after that.
Well, Antoinette, I think there are also different, different kind of chapters of life where we kind of need to regroup and reinvent ourselves.
Seasons.
Different seasons. Thank you. That was the word I was looking for. Different seasons of life. And, you know, certainly when you've got family at home or kids around and grandkids, that's a very active and takes a lot of time. It's really consuming. But as those things go away, you do need to then reorganize around something else. And that's what it sounds like you're having a hard time doing. What to organize around? What's the focus? What's your purpose? What's your passion now?
And who's your community?
And who is your community? That's absolutely. Because isolation is a killer.
And that's really at the core.
Yeah.
Who is your community? Because your community has been your family before, and mm-hmm. you never really took the time to develop a broader sense of balance with the family, with friends. and now the family has grown, and it's you're feeling very alone. But you can still choose to build your support system.
Right. You said you love the Word of God. So are you involved in an active church?
Are you involved in a ladies' Bible study?
Well, no, not exactly, because I'm going through a lot of health problems. And that's another thing. It seems like my independence is slipping away. I can hardly walk anymore or anything, you know, so I feel like I'm stuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so health issues, you know, do create a challenge that makes it harder, but not impossible. Right? And so, you know, it's important to find ways around those obstacles instead of kind of sinking into them.
You can use a walker to get to a Bible study, because they're most of the time, I mean, we have people in church that use their walkers to come to church. And
we have people in wheelchairs that come, right?
They will cater to you, and you'll get really special treatment. But somehow you've got to get with other people your age or close to your age.
Yeah.
And other ladies, and develop a network of support and friendship and love. And they're there, and don't let the health thing stand in your way, because you'll get healthier as you do it.
Right. Well, you know, and doing what you can. I mean, certainly, you know, there are online church communities and things like that, that at least you can feel a little more connected, but you really do need the face-to-face. And so reaching out and asking, and I don't know if you drive or if that's an issue, but there are often people who will...
I don't have transportation.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't have transportation.
Right, so sometimes there are people that will offer rides.
Yeah, find a good church or call a church, tell them you want to come, but you need help getting there. They'll help you get there.
Right, or there are services that provide rides.
And if they don't help you get there, call a different church.
Yeah,
sure, really.
But there used to be, years ago, like Dial-A-Ride.
Yeah.
Right? But now there's like Uber and things like that. But there's also people that will often volunteer to pick up people that...
That's a part of their ministry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Antoinette, we're going to send you take your life back.
Yes.
I think that will really help you with getting the right frame of mind to respond and not react to things, and to learn how to take some responsibility for what you need to do to take your life back. Mm-hmm. You need to rediscover yourself. Dave, you have a piece of scripture there you'd like to share.
Well, I'd like to share this with Antoinette. It's from Isaiah chapter 43, and Isaiah has just been talking about all the mighty things that God has done to Israel and to Judah, and then he says, but forget all that. It's nothing compared to what I'm going to do, for I'm about to do something new. See, I've already begun. Do you not see it? Hmm. I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. And I would urge you, Antoinette, to believe that's God's message for you and our listeners, that God is always interested in doing something new in our lives that make us more aware of Him and His presence within us.
It's what I love about what we do at New Life. People with just the problems that I can't even imagine having at times. And they work on it, they take steps, they go through the pain of what it takes, and they come out on the other side with a whole new feeling of such, I never knew life could be like this. Mm-hmm. I never knew my marriage could be like this. And so that's why we come to you and seek your support as well, because it takes the resources to make it happen. We talked about Every Man's Battle this weekend and the Life Recovery Conferences. We have two intimacy and marriage workshops coming. One's July 20th, that weekend, in Washington, D.C., and the other September 21st in Dallas. Those are amazing workshops. It doesn't matter what shape your marriage is in, if it needs a fine-tuning or if it's divorce has been filed and this is last-ditch effort, anything in between, this workshop can make a difference in your life and in your perspective. And then in November, we're going to do a restore workshop. If your husband or the man in your life has been hooked on porn or have had sexual indiscretions of whatever type, this workshop is for you. You've been hurt. You don't think it's your problem. It's his. But your heart is breaking, and you need to get your heart back in shape and restored and to have a perspective that there is hope for you. So that's what we're hoping for this weekend.
And don't forget the matching gift mm-hmm. and the need to
matching yes. gift. We need
free up
your
the money
help.
That's been donated.
We've got about $200,000 in account. We cannot touch it. It's killing me. But we need it.
Help Larry.
People are looking for that money. We owe them that money, and we gotta make it right because we want to keep doing what we do here. Mm-hmm. Thank you. We will be back tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.